This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee endorses Citizenship Second Amendment Bill. Monsoon shifts to East Asia from Kosi province, delaying spread across the country. Strong westerly winds and weak Bay of Bengal monsoon currents trigger nationwide temperature rise. UNDP releases Human Development Report 2025. Nepal ranks 145th. And US-China talks end with plan for presidents from both countries to approve. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives under the Federal Parliament has been scheduled for 1 p.m. today. However, the House continues to face a parliamentary deadlock with opposition parties regularly obstructing proceedings over the ongoing visit visa scam. Since May 27th, scheduled meetings of the lower house have been repeatedly postponed without entering the regular agenda. Despite multiple rounds of dialogue among major political parties, no concrete agreement has been reached to resolve the standoff. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives has unanimously passed the Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081. The decision was made in a committee meeting held yesterday at Singhadarbar. Committee Chairperson Ramhari Khatioda stated that the bill aims to address the long-standing issues faced by individuals who have been unable to obtain citizenship. He expressed confidence that the amendment will pave the way for many to finally receive their rightful citizenship. Speaking during the meeting, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhar clarified that the bill is in line with the constitutional provisions, particularly the right to acquire citizenship in the name of the mother. However, the Home Minister clarified that the bill does not include provisions related to non-resident Nepalese or children of British Gurkha soldiers. Lawmakers participating in the discussion stressed that acquiring citizenship through the mother should be made as straightforward as it is through the father. Monsoon, which entered Kosi province on May 29th, 15 days earlier than usual, has unexpectedly stalled in its progress across the country. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, a strong low-pressure system over East Asia has redirected monsoon winds towards the Philippines. Meteorologist Govinda Jha confirmed that this shift has halted the monsoon's advance beyond Kosi province, with no further movement expected for several days. Eastern Nepal experienced heavy rain and flooding soon after the monsoon arrived, but there has been no rainfall since. Rising temperatures are being attributed to strong westerly winds and weakened monsoon currents from the Bay of Bengal. Meteorologists warn that this break in the monsoon may lead to erratic weather patterns with intense rainfall in some regions and drought conditions in others. However, cloudy skies and potential rainfall are forecast from today, as a new low-pressure system is forming over the Bay of Bengal and central India. In response, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has activated its emergency response plan. Spokesperson Ram Bahadur Kesi said preparations are in place to assist up to 2 million people, with around 10% possibly requiring relief and rescue operations. Remittance inflows in the country have seen a notable rise this financial year. According to the latest report by the Nepal Rashtra Bank titled Current Macroeconomic and Financial Situation of Nepal, remittances have increased by 13.2%, reaching 1,356.61 billion rupees during the first 10 months of the fiscal year 2024-25. This growth, while positive, is slightly lower compared to the 16.9% increase recorded during the same period last year. With this, Nepal's foreign exchange reserves have reached an all-time high, crossing the 2.5 trillion mark, driven largely by a surge in remittance inflows. Between mid-April and mid-May 2025 alone, Nepal received 165.30 billion rupees in remittances, up from 115.99 billion rupees during the same period last year. The United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, has released its Human Development Report 2025, focusing on the transformative potential of artificial intelligence, AI, in advancing human development. The report was launched yesterday at a function held in Kathmandu, highlighting how AI can promote inclusion, strengthen human development, and help build a just society. According to the report, Nepal ranks 145th on the Human Development Index, placing it among countries with medium human development with an index score of 0.622. Speaking at the event, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithivi Subba Gurung, stated that Nepal is taking policy steps to promote artificial intelligence, strengthen the digital economy, and attract foreign direct investment. He also announced plans to establish IT hubs in all 7 provinces, along with necessary infrastructure development. Minister Gurung said the government is committed to enhancing the Digital Nepal framework, which aims to boost e-governance, digital access, and the delivery of government services across the country. A total of 114 students from both master's and bachelor's level programs have graduated from the Rajarshi Janak University. Prime Minister and Chancellor of the University, K.P. Sharma Oli, conferred the degree on the graduating students in the first graduation ceremony of the university held yesterday. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also awarded the medals to 4 outstanding students and honoured 10 top-performing students from various faculties and academic programs for their academic excellence. Nepal and Saudi Arabia have reached a landmark labor agreement, paving the way for greater employment opportunities for Nepali workers. The agreement was finalized during a bilateral meeting held yesterday between Minister for Labor, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, and Saudi Arabia's Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, Tariq Al-Hamad, as confirmed by Minister Bhandari's private secretariat. Minister Bhandari announced that Saudi Arabia has agreed to immediately sign 2 new pacts related to skill certification of both general and skilled workers, while the existing domestic labor agreement remains unchanged. Minister Bhandari also conveyed Nepal's position, guided by the directive of its parliamentary committee, that the domestic labor agreement should follow the conclusion of the Border Labor Compact. A committee formed to recommend medicine price adjustments has submitted its report to the Minister for Health and Population, Pradeep Paudal. The report was handed over yesterday by committee coordinator Dr. Posraj Pandey, who stated that the committee has recommended that the government revise the prices of medicines every 2 years. The suggestion aims to ensure affordability and transparency in the pharmaceutical sector, aligning medicine prices with market conditions and the healthcare needs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and China have reached an agreement in principle on a framework aimed at easing trade tensions between the world's 2 largest economies. Following 2 days of high-level negotiations in London, U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick announced that the proposed deal should lead to the resolution of restrictions on rare earth and magnets, key materials essential for modern technology. Both countries confirmed that the framework will now be presented to their respective presidents, Donald Trump and Xi Jinping, for final approval. Chinese exports of rare earth minerals were a major focus of the talks, given their critical role in electronics, defense, and renewable energy industries. This latest development comes after the 2 sides agreed to a temporary truce on trade tariffs last month. However, tensions have remained, with both Washington and Beijing accusing each other of breaching the agreement. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the country, with the possibility of light rain or snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. The division has stated that currently westerly and local winds influence the western and central parts of the country, while monsoon winds influence most of the Kosi region. According to the division's information, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 19 to 21 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 30 to 32 degrees Celsius. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee endorses Citizenship Second Amendment Bill. Monsoon shifts to East Asia from Kosi province, delaying spread across the country. Strong westerly winds and weak Bay of Bengal monsoon currents trigger nationwide temperature rise. UNDP releases Human Development Report 2025, Nepal ranks 145th. And US-China talks end with plan for presidents from both countries to approve. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.